Hello, this is Holly, Holly Dilatesh, reading Bicyclist Rides to the Moon, Bimal's version. Contribution. Bicyclist Rides to the Moon. It was a dark night. I looked at the sky through my bedroom window. Oh, no tiny little lights on the night heavens. However, there was a big moon looking at me with a fetching smile. Yes, I felt that she wanted to tell me something, but I had no idea what. I was then so excited. I was impatient. I couldn't wait further a second. I really wanted to meet her. I jumped from the table placed against my bedroom window and ran down to the storeroom where my sports bicycle was left for its safety. I took the key of the storeroom and opened it. I took my bike out without more ado. Hooray! I felt like that. I was on the bike. Yes, I was so powerful and could ride any distance because I really wanted to be closer to her charming face. No exhaustion at all. Her face was impressed in my heart. How to forget her face? I shouted loudly, but nobody was on the road. I rode fast like a bullet train. Yes, I had a target. It was her. As much as I tried to be closer to her, she moved away from me. I felt at one moment, was I following an illusion? I knew that she loved me, but she never, ever reached me. I got shocked and stopped riding my bike for a moment and looked at her with blotted eyes. My eyes were full with tears. How could I forget her? Yes, still my legs were so powerful. No idea to go back without her. How could I forget her curvy, illumined, striking face? So, I decided to ride fast with all the energy in the universe. I waked up suddenly with the voice of my mom. Your bed tea. The end. Thanks, Bima.